You're listening to Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Lester Graham. Michigan Congresswoman Candace Miller surprised many last May when she announced she'd be retiring from Congress. But she surprised even more folks in March when she announced she'd be running for Macomb County Drain Commissioner. Congresswoman Miller, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks so much. Delighted to join you.
So why is this such a head scratcher for so many?
Well, you know, Zoe, I hope that my approach to public service over the years has never been about blind ambition. Rather, it's about where I think I can make the most amount of impact in a positive way, whether that's in my community or my state or my country. And I have had the great, great fortune of being selected by my constituents to serve at all of those various levels of government. But, you know, a year ago I decided I did not want to seek re-election to Congress. I've loved this job. It's been a great honor. It's fantastic, but the truth is, I'm a Michigan girl, and I don't want to spend the rest of my life in Washington, D.C. And it was time for me to come home to Michigan. And really, this particular job has jurisdiction over, for instance, all of the pump stations in Macomb County. And in the last several years, there's been over 7 billion gallons of combined sewer overflows dumped into the Clinton River in Lake St. Clair. And, you know, a principal advocacy of mine has always been protecting our waters and our lakes. And I think with what is going on with the city of Flint, that underground infrastructure is going to be a huge issue. And this is an area that I am hopeful, if I'm successful, that I could have some real positive impact.
What is it about Washington in the past few election cycles? So many incumbent Congress people, women, congressmen leaving, taking off, whether it's just to be done with jobs in the public service or coming back to states and doing different jobs. Is D.C. just so broken that folks are just saying, you know what, I'm done with it?
Well, I think everybody comes to their own conclusion of when and if they want to leave. I mean, quite frankly, you have many members, whether it's Democrats or Republicans, not a partisan thing, that stay here until they literally are taken out on a gurney. They're here for decades and decades. And God love them, but that was never my intent. I actually believe in the genius of the founding fathers who thought, particularly in the House, that you would be a citizen activist from some part of the country. You would run, and if you won, you came to Washington for some period of time, and then you'd go home again. Mm-hmm. But I just want to come home to Michigan, and of course, I have been born and raised in Macomb County, Michigan, the home of the Reagan Democrats, by the way, which is really going to have a focus this election cycle. And again, I think that this particular office has huge potential for having the right kind of economic development in our county, for encouraging a blue economy when we have these fantastic natural resources that unfortunately have been fouled literally by so many sewer overflows. And you know what? We just don't have to live that way.
Indeed, this race was called one of the, quote, oddest, most intriguing 2016 races in Michigan. Is that fair?
I think that is fair. I mean, you have a person who's been a 24-year incumbent, and then you have me, who, is an incumbent in another office. So I'm the challenger in this area. And, the fellow that's been there has been there, as I say, over two decades. When I mentioned about how terrible I think this is with all these sewer overflows, his response was, well, that's been going on for years. Well, yes, that's right. That's actually why I'm running here, to make this change, because that is not the correct answer. And the status quo is not the correct approach, in my opinion. And so it will be up for me, of course, to try to see if I can get 51% of the voters in Macomb County to agree that it is time for a change in this office.
When will we see you start campaigning here in the state for the job?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to get my finances together, to tell you the truth. First of all, the incumbent is a multimillionaire, and so I'm anticipating that it's going to be a very expensive campaign, and I've got many, many people that are coming forward that want to support my candidacy. You know, there's already been, we're getting ready for the summer activities, whether that's parades or festivals or what have you, and we're at it. Of course, on the other hand, I'm still a member of Congress, so I'm still out in Washington here voting back and forth every week. So it's I've got a lot of things I'm juggling here, but I'm very enthusiastic about this challenge, and we'll see how it goes, but I hope to be successful.
Mm-hmm. One of the other, I think probably some would say, most intriguing 2016 races, obviously, is the weight race for the White House. Earlier this week, you announced that you are supporting Donald Trump. Talk to me a little bit about being a Republican right now in 2016. We've got Speaker Ryan and Trump meeting. So much attention on where the GOP is at today. Why this week did you come out for Trump?
Because he is the presumptive nominee. I totally anticipate him being the nominee for our party. And I, quite frankly, although I certainly don't agree with everything that Donald Trump has said, I feel very strongly that many of the issues that he is talking about will resonate, certainly in my county of Macomb County, when you talk about trade issues or you talk about currency manipulation, manufacturing, the economics of all of this, the auto industry. These are huge issues for a county like Macomb. And I think that Speaker Ryan will eventually come around here. He's just at this meeting, the Speaker said that it was so critically important that Republicans unite around principles that we share, conservative agenda, and do everything that we can to win this fall. And I have said the two words that really resonate when you think about this fall's election are the Supreme Court. Supreme Court, I believe. You might think about the upcoming 4 years, but in that context, you can think about the next 40 years. And whoever is the president is going to be able to appoint one, if not several, members of the Supreme Court. And I think you're going to see that being a really marquee issue in the fall campaign.
So in that respect, you obviously then saying that you would trust a Trump decision on the Supreme Court rather than a Clinton or Sanders.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I look at Hillary Clinton, and I just don't want to see her as president. It's a binary decision here. I mean, at this point, although I have to say I've really appreciated the Bernie Sanders campaign. I think it's been very interesting watching him. I honestly think that many of the Bernie Sanders folks are either going to be turned off to Hillary or they may support Trump. I think you're going to have some of that. I tell you, if you were teaching political science this year, you would have plenty of material. This
too is much material. You wouldn't be able to fit it all into one class.
No, It is really the most interesting dynamics, I think, that we've ever seen. If you think on the Republican side, where we had 17 people on the stage initially, and I will just note that every single one of them signed the pledge that they would support the nominee. By the way, that's not happening with some of them. I don't know what that means. I mean, if you sign a pledge and then all of a sudden you say, well, no, I guess I didn't really mean it.
One of the concerns, though, that is bandied about, at least within the Beltway and political watchers, is this idea that Donald Trump on the top of the ticket won't be good for Republicans down lower on the ballot, smaller races, including the race that you will be running for County Drain Commissioner. Do you have concerns about down ballot races and the Donald Trump effect?
I actually think if you think about a county like Macomb, and quite frankly, the state of Michigan, which normally you'd have to say the lean would be toward the Democratic nominee for president. In this case, with Donald Trump, I think Michigan is very much in play. I think the entire electoral map is going to be changing, as evidenced by the recent poll that showed that he was neck and neck in three critical states, a dead heat in Florida, Ohio, and, surprisingly enough, Pennsylvania. And if that is happening in Pennsylvania, I believe it's going to be happening in Michigan as well, and certainly in Macomb County, home of the Reagan Democrats. And in regard to my own personal race there for Public Works Commissioner, I will also note that the highest-ranking Democrat in Macomb County is our county executive, Mark Hackle. He has endorsed my candidacy in a very vocal way and is helping me in every way that he possibly can, because he knows that there has to be a change in this particular office. I mean, other than that, he's endorsed all Democrats. But in this case, he has endorsed me very vocally and said, look, we need to have clean water. We also need to have clean government. And it is time for a change in that office.
Well, let's look forward quickly before we say goodbye. I would be remiss if I did not bring up the gubernatorial race in Michigan in 2018. Many folks saying that you coming back for the county commissioner job is sort of a stepping stone for a statewide run in 2018 as governor. You have not ruled that out, correct?
You know, I will tell you, Zoe, I am totally focused in 2016, and I am very focused on this Public Works Commissioner slot. And if the people of Macomb County are gracious enough to let me have a chance to have an impact here, I'm going to do my very darndest, roll up my sleeves, and do the best job that I possibly can for them.
Michigan Republican Congresswoman Candace Miller, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.